Howdy, history writers. This is Doc Boyle, Edward Wrangler, and Trail Boss Bull West DailyReader.com. Take a few minutes and let's ride the memory trail through Old West Daily Reader into the past. This is program 4 for 2020. What was happening during the calendar week of January 18th through January 24th in the great American Old West? January 18th, 1812. The first overland expedition to the Pacific Northwest by employees of the Pacific Fur Trading Company, and this is including partner Donald McKenzie, reached Fort Astoria, Oregon. Traveling west from St. Louis, Missouri, the original party had divided in southern Idaho after experiencing problems. McKenzie's group of 12 turned north at this point and found the Salmon and Clearwater Rivers, then proceeded down the lower Snake River by canoe to join the Columbia River, which brought them to the fort. There, McKenzie would learn the fate of the Bark Tonquin. January 19, 1889, Deputy U.S. Marshal Ed Johnson attempts to move the four Marlowe brothers in custody, that'd be Alfred, Charles, George, and Llewellyn, and two other prisoners, William D. Burkhart and Lewis Cliff, to Weatherford, Texas, to protect them from another lynching attempt. Chained together, the prisoners should have been easy prey for the mob which attacked the caravan outside of Graham, Texas. In league with the mob, the attending deputies ran off. Somehow, the prisoners obtained weapons and fought. Alfred and Llewellyn were killed, George was shot, and Charles badly wounded, but using Burkhart as a hostage, they escaped. Three of the attackers were wounded and three killed. The two surviving Marlowes later surrendered to Deputy U.S. Marshal W.F. Morton and were taken to Dallas, Texas for protection and trial. January 20th, 1867. Popular madam and honorary member of the Virginia Engine Company No. 1, quote, angel to the miners, friend of firemen, administrator to the needy, unquote. Julia Bulett is brutally strangled during a robbery. Parlor car number 8 on the Virginia and Truckee Railroad was named for her, and a monument erected in Virginia City in 1963. January 21st, 1900. The Old Soldiers' Home at Santa Monica, California marks the passing of one of the more colorful of the old-time scouts, John Liberating Johnston. Johnston, neither his true name. Maybe he was a prospector, soldier, lawyer, lawman, whiskey peddler, sailor, and much more. Hard to say for sure what's true about this old-timer. No doubt a legend in his own mind as well as any times, but he didn't make it all up and he lived through it. Look him up. January 22nd, 1890, the passing of John X. Beadler at age 66 in Helena, Montana. He stood but 5'3", but was a giant on the frontier. As leader of the Montana vigilantes in the 1860s, he claimed to have pursued and executed 30 men during the breaking up of outlaw gang led by Henry Plummer. A Wells Fargo shotgun messenger from 1870 to 1887. He resigned in 87 to become a deputy U.S. Marshal and Indian Scout. In 1889, at 65 years old, he took part in a manhunt for two robbers who had committed a double murder. January 23rd, 1870, the Marias Massacre. Second U.S. Regiment cavalry troops under a drunken Major Eugene M. Baker attacked the Montana camp of the pagan Blackfoot Chief Heavy Runner. The wrong camp, and Baker knew it. His scouts had told him. They killed nearly 220 women and children. The men were hunting. Heavy Runner, who had good relations with the whites, was shot down as he tried to wave the American flag he'd been given as his camp safety shield. Baker escaped ever having to make an official report on the incident. January 24th, 1877, Corporal Clinton Greaves, stationed at Fort Bayard, New Mexico, with C Company, the 9th Cavalry Regiment, Buffalo Soldiers, received the Medal of Honor for his actions against Apache raiders in the Florida Mountains. The citation reads in part, quote, while part of a small detachment to persuade a band of renegade Apache Indians to surrender, his group was surrounded. Corporal Greaves, in the center of the savage hand-to-hand fighting, managed to shoot and bash a gap through the swarming Apaches, permitting his companions to break free. Unquote. This is program 4 for 2020. All the material presented here, copyrighted by OldWestDailyReader.com and R.W. Doc Boyle. Fine Old Time background tunes were played by Don, Molly, Bill, and Kendall, Colorado band Wooden Nickel. This is Doc Boyle inviting you to trail back this way about this time next week. We'll take another look in OldWestDailyReader.com to see what happened in the great American Old West. Thanks for riding by.